And then you came to the bit which sticks out and the door which looks direct up the high street, which was the Dr. Starkey. And he had got his surgery at the back, so he used to go through that big door, through the middle of the house, round through to the conservatory, where he'd only got a small partition between, and he'd have a little gas fire and a rubber pipe going on to it in the winter, and you'd sit there looking at each other, hearing every word which was going on in the surgery, because there was only a bit of glass between you. And then this consulting room actually was the room is, which virtually looks over B&M most of now, so you had to walk back through the people sitting there in the background to have an examination if you needed one, like, you know. Then you come to there's a little cottage you were to there now, the shop which sells men's clothes. He's been there a long, long while, just shirts and things like that. I forget his name at the moment, but it's been there a long while, but it wasn't there until the 60s, I don't think. Then you come to Webb's. He was a greengrocer and general grocer, and he used to have trays of cakes outside delivered from Howland Hall during the war and before the war from Hayes, and all they were good. And occasionally, because one of the girls who's slightly older than me but lived in Fieldway, we were managed to get more than what we paid for, like. And we, if it was a bent one, like, and a bit broken, you'd buy one and get one free, sort of thing. And then we went on from there. There was a big double doors in the yard, which is still there. And across this double doors, it's got a vitreous enamel, quite a large one, advertising tobacco. And it's Boar's Head. If you can get a better baccy, get it. And I can remember that's on there. And up the top of the